From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The Florida Keys have been under a moratorium on new hotel rooms for decades, but the islands are seeing a flood of new properties open, mostly through renovations. Nancy Klingener brings us the story.
The waterfront area on Key West's northern shore, called the Key West Bight, was traditionally home to the island's fishing industry. Sponges, turtles, shrimp, and lobster were brought to shore here and processed before shipping to the mainland. Now the commercial fishing fleet has moved off the island, and the Bight has been renamed the Key West Historic Seaport. And the land that used to have fish houses and later a trailer park is now occupied by a brand new hotel, where rooms start at more than $400 a night.
This is my adult-only quiet pool, which is on the back of the property.
Tom Whitney is the general manager of the Marker Waterfront Resort, the new 96-room hotel that opened in December in the historic seaport. The Marker has three pools, all salt water. Every room is about 400 square feet with a private balcony. They stock the rooms with local products, from Key Lime jelly beans to Key West Aloe body wash and Key West Legal Rum. The Marker is a brand new hotel, but it aims to fit into one of the island's oldest neighborhoods.
So when you're walking around the block, you don't even realize it's a hotel. It blends in the whole setup of the resort. With the private balconies, people can feel that private sense of having their own room and their own estate here in Key West.
The Marker takes up almost 2 acres in the heart of Old Town Key West. It's the first new resort to open on the island in 20 years, but it's not the only new arrival to the hotel scene in the Keys. Throughout the island chain, 1,000 hotel rooms are coming online, either through wholesale renovations of older properties or projects like the Marker, which replaced a trailer court. There are a total of 15,000 hotel rooms in the Keys, so adding 1,000 within a year is a big deal. That's adding more than 6% to the total lodging base. Tourism is a big deal in the Keys. The islands have about 73,000 residents and 4 million visitors a year, 3 million of whom stay overnight. That's according to Harold Wheeler, director of the county's Tourist Development Council. The Keys usually lead the state in both occupancy and average daily room rates. A report from Smith Travel Research shows that countywide, rooms went for an average of $255 a night last year. In Key West, the average was $280. Part of that has been driven by having so many units under renovation and off the market, Wheeler said. And the impacts have been felt in other ways, not just near the hotels that were closed or demolished.
It also, believe it or not, helped in Big Pine Key area and also in Marathon because people, you know, they stayed close enough that they still could come down at night or whatever to restaurants in Key West.
But the renovation hurt other businesses that rely on the hotels and their guests, like the Key West Dive Shop that used to use a hotel pool for training. The pool was drained and destroyed to make way for a new property.
When that went away, there was nowhere else to go. And as far as a deep pool, for the rates they were looking for divers to come into Key West, so that actually hurt their business here in Key West.
Wheeler has led the Keys Tourism Agency for almost 20 years. One major change in the industry he's seen is who's buying the resorts. These days, it's investment companies.
They're very concerned about the revenue coming in. Don't seem to be as involved as the family-owned properties in types of events and activities in the area.
But for the remaining mom-and-pop motels or owner-run guest houses, it turns out the new competition is a good thing.
When I talk to smaller properties, say, what do you think about, you know, investment companies all buying these large hotels and resorts, they say, I like it because now when people call and they like our rates and we stay pretty booked up.
With Arctic weather in the north and low gas prices fueling travel, all of the Keys are booked up right now. Keys hotel owners and tourism promoters are betting that the trip to get your own little piece of the rock, even if only overnight, is worth the money. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.
And from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Andy Wagner.